With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. Always read and follow all label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
I do not believe it's an accident that as this country wanders farther and farther and farther away from the Constitution, our fortunes dim. And I think it's important for everybody to understand what the Constitution is. It isn't a document, as Barack Hussein Obama called it, a set of negative liberties. Quite the opposite, my friends. He, of course, views everything, as does the Democrat Socialist Party, through government. So when government is restrained, that's why a leftist, a communist, a socialist would look at it as a set of negative liberties inside the U.S. Constitution. But when you look at it as a citizen, when you look at it as an individual, you look at the Constitution as the mechanism to protect your liberties, because it restricts government. And that's what the Constitution is. It is a restriction on what government can do to you. Now, our left-wing friends will sit there and say, well, wait a minute, it also restricts on what the government can do for you. Well, yes, that's true. But there's an old saying I want you folks to remember, that a government big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take everything you have. So, and that's a corollary to a Chris Salcedo Show axiom, which basically says, it is best not to give government more power, lest it be abused. You may trust the Republican that's in office to wield power that you give to government. And recognize, when you give power to government, you're taking power from yourself. You're taking power from you and your ability to protect your family and your family's ability to freely go and do what it wants. In exchange, you think, for security or for a benefit to your family. And it never turns out to be the case, because whenever left-wingers get a hold of that same power, they always pervert, distort, and twist it in a way to take away your liberties. So it is best not to give government more power lest it be abused, because that is the lesson of history. Every lesson of history says that government will eventually abuse its power. And the guardrail, the protection we have, is a constitution that is fully enforced and understood by our people. How many of you believe that you are not cut out to understand the Constitution? Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. The Constitution was written, and it is not a huge, you know, how many, this last omnibus bill, what, 1,400 pages of crap? All the legalese, all of this stuff designed so that you can't understand it. All the laws that are passed today, that is not the Constitution. The Constitution was short, direct, and to the point, so it could be understood. And that's, you know, that's another thing about GovEd. Shame on you in government education for denying our kids the right to learn about the true nature of that Constitution and what it means for their rights. How dare you? How dare you, as a government agency, not teach the proper teachings on the Constitution of the United States? It's why I'm a big proponent, folks, of school choice, parental school choice, because these schools have, in an effort to con our children, to steal their birthright, these government-run institutions have taken away the lessons of the Constitution. And again, It is that there's an agenda behind this to make sure they never recognize or understand exactly what power and authority they have as citizens of the United States to restrain government's power over them. Now, one of the provisions in the Constitution was the ability to amend the Constitution. And there are a couple of ways to do that. The first one has already been done by a bunch of shrubs in Washington. By the way, they got it right on the slavery amendments. They didn't get it right on the income tax. They didn't get it right on the 17th Amendment. There were several other amendments they didn't get right and have distorted and perverted the Constitution of the United States because they were being self-serving federal government politicians. Now, another provision to amend the Constitution is Article 5, Convention of States. And I'm always amazed at how many people write me and say, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. There's only one way to change the Constitution, and that's 100% wrong. There are a couple of ways to change the Constitution. The Founding Fathers believed in them both. So I do, too. Mark Meckler from Convention of States Action, next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Just caught the trailer for Plandemic3.com, and the theme was unity. All the disinformation being put out there by those who want to divide us, it's a problem. And I think it's one of the greatest advantages we have with conservative talk radio and podcasting. We're able to basically promote unity. But a lot of folks say of talk radio, well, all I hear is you talking, talking, talking. You need to lead a revolution. You need to do. It's like, well, I can't do that. Number one, because frankly, I every single time I do get something out there, we get nobody that has buy-in on some of these prescriptions. So until I can nail down something that I think that everybody's going to be able to get behind, and something that folks are going to sit there and say, wait a minute, I can do that. And until everybody understands the emergency, I got to be honest with you, folks, a lot of our fellow citizens don't see the emergency about what's happening now. Courtesy of the biased press, courtesy of GovEd, courtesy of Republicans who say, oh, you know what? I think the best thing to do is put Democrats in power. Because of those people, they don't see the emergency. Now, so my job is to make sure you understand what's at stake. My job is to inform you. And also provide solutions when I find one that I think has a real legitimate shot at making a difference. And what do I mean by a difference? Restoring our security, restoring our liberty, restoring our prosperity, which is the guarantee of the Constitution of the United States. Restoring those guarantees to us. And it is the Constitution where I find this solution. Mark Meckler is the president of Convention of States Foundation and Convention of States Action. Convention of States Action has over 5 million supporters and activists representing every state legislative district in this country. And before Convention of States Action, Mark was the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Chris.
All right. The crusade to oust Ronna McDaniel. This is Ronna McDaniel. You took out an op-ed. I mean, you're serious about this. You have an op-ed in the Daily Caller. Describe why you believe she needs to be replaced and why you believe that she is one of the pillars of the stool that is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, most simply put, for me as a business person, or you could say as a sports fan, is when you have a CEO or a coach, say, that has been a complete failure for the last three cycles, and frankly, since she's been the head of the RNC, which is post the Donald Trump election, 2017, she becomes the head of the RNC. We've had three election cycles since then. I would say mostly failures all across the country. The RNC is the primary fundraising arm. They are the primary messaging arm, and she's been the head of the RNC that whole time. A fourth term for her, by the way, would be unprecedented. We've never had an RNC chair run for or be elected a fourth term. And I would say you reserve that kind of unprecedented maneuver for somebody who's been extraordinarily successful, and she just doesn't have that record of success. So I think it's time for change at the top.
Now, Rana, in her defense, has said that she has yet to put proof and action behind this, but she has said that she will advocate that Republican candidates for president do not participate in this presidential debates unless and until there is some balance from the Commission on Presidential Debates, meaning that there will be some tough questions asked of Democrats as well as the Republican by perhaps introducing conservative questioners in this, or else if that doesn't happen, then she's not going to have her candidates go up there and debate when it's 2-on-1, the commission plus the Democrat against the Republican. Isn't that a step in the right direction?
Oh, it's absolutely a step in the right direction. And like any human being in any position, I wouldn't argue that everything she's done has been bad or that all of this is her fault. I mean, one thing it's important to remember about the RNC and how it's structured, largely the chairperson of the NRC serves at the behest of the board, the 168 members that make up that board and who will elect the new chairperson. And there are a lot of rules in place that hamstring the chairperson of the RNC. And so I think she is to blame for sure. I mean, she's the person at the top and the buck stops at her desk. But the RNC itself needs to be, in my opinion, completely reinvented from the ground up. So I'd say reformed, but I think reform doesn't go deep enough. That thing needs to be gutted from the top down and the bottom up and rebuilt.
Right. The RNC and the Republican Party, I would rationalize, because as the Salcedo Show on Newsmax and on KSEV and the Salcedo Storm podcast, as we have said consistently, the Republican Party stands for nothing. When you say I'm a Republican, it means nothing today, because you've got John Cornyn, who claims to be a Republican, and you've got Ted Cruz, who claims he's a Republican. You've got Mitch McConnell, who claims he's a Republican, and you've got actual conservatives like Jim Jordan, who claim to be a Republican. So the term is meaningless because there is no unifying principle. And I think that's what you're seeing as a symptom of the RNC. The cancer of the Republican Party seeps into the Republican National Committee and makes it a largely buffoonish, ineffective agency. No?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. And one of the primary functions of the RNC itself is to set narrative. They send literally hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising,
yep,
whether that's digital and in social media or it's in commercials on the radio and television. So they have the ability with all that money and all that media sway to set the narrative. And I think you hit it. It's not only that they don't have a good narrative. What is the narrative? that was a question that I had in the last election. What are Republicans for? What's their message?
Exactly.
And the answer was they didn't seem to have one.
No. And that's the Mitch McConnell model. Mitch McConnell says the socialists come with Obamacare and the Republicans will not. He is actively running interference to say Republicans will not take a position on health care. You can't beat something with nothing, and it doesn't get any more nothing than Mitch McConnell, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. And look, that platform is mirrored by the RNC. And so what was the RNC's position on health care? What were they talking about? And the answer is, they literally just weren't. And so obviously we see the proof is in the pudding. That's not a winning strategy. And look, I didn't intend to enter this fight, Chris. It really wasn't something that I was going to be involved in. But we poll the American people on these things because I do care what the American people, regular people, think about this stuff. And when we polled it, we found out that 73.5% of people said that they just wanted somebody different, that the RNC needed a leadership change. And then Ron McDaniel, in my opinion, quite foolishly attacked the poll, not attacked the idea that there should be change, not defended her tenure, but said it was a bogus poll. She said it was conducted at some convention of states, showing she doesn't even understand what that is, saying that we hand-selected the audience, that the data was bogus.
Uh-huh.
This is a poll conducted by Trafalgar Group, one of America's most respected pollsters, Robert Cahaley. And so she just attacked the poll instead of dealing with the substance. And that seems to be the methodology that she uses. And that's why we continued in this fight, because I just thought that was outrageous that she would do that.
Right, right. And it's a sign when you don't deal with the substance of the argument, it's a sign that really you're not effective. And Ronna McDaniel, for better or for worse, whether you like her or you don't, I think the results speak for themselves. And unless you're a Democrat, you're not supposed to fail up. And that's the job for Democrats. But typically conservatives slash Republicans are not supposed to be into that. Mark Meckler is our guest, folks. He is the president of Convention of States Foundation and Convention of States Action. You are due to come to Texas, which we will talk about here toward the end of the interview. And we'll talk about that. But speaking of an ineffective Republican Party, you may or may not know about this, Mark, but in Texas, when Republicans take over the state house, the first thing they do is try to figure out how to give power to Democrats. There is, I know you laugh.
And I'm laughing because I live here and I know it well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you actually had reside in Texas. Okay, so that's new information for me. So, okay, so you know it well. So you know what I'm about ready to play. This is Congressman Ronnie Jackson, his visit with me. He's a conservative. He is the former physician to President Trump. This was his visit with me yesterday on Newsmax. Have a listen to this, and I want to get your reaction.
I know you're not in the Texas legislature, but please, there's a controversy developing in our home state. The Republican Party there won the majority in the Texas legislature. But the top priority for that GOP leadership in the Texas House is to immediately start figuring out ways to give power to Democrats by appointing them chairman of a significant number of key committees so they can kill conservative legislation. As a citizen of Texas, tell me what you think of Texas Republican leadership in the Texas House giving away power to Democrats so those Democrats can kill common sense conservative priorities.
Chris, this infuriates me. It really does. And I hate to come after my colleagues in the Texas House on the Republican side of the House, but they are what's wrong with the government right now. They have 80 to 90% of the people that are out there that are voting them into office do not want the Democrats to control the committees and basically tank our agenda and put a stop to the agenda. But that's exactly what's happening. It's shameful. I can't believe it's happening. I hope it gets exposed more and more as each day goes on. And I hope that if people continue to do this, meaning people, the Republicans in the House of Texas, I hope they get voted out. We got to get rid of people like that. That is not what the Republican Party in Texas needs. And that's not what the state of Texas needs.
Mark, your reaction.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's outrageous, and I don't understand it. I mean, what you hear the speaker say is that this is something that makes Texas special and better. It's not. It shows a lack of understanding of the actual fight we're in for the country, but I would say as Texas goes, the country goes, and we are essentially in a culture war and a political war against the Democratic opponents, and we have power. We should utilize that power to the full extent of the power. That's what Democrats would do if they were in charge. And look, this is really rough. I don't expect that the Republican legislature on the House side will take up many Republican priorities, because that's what happens when you put Democrats in control of committees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's incumbent on the House leadership to explain to Republican voters why the party that abandoned Texas in the last legislative session should be trusted to have committee chairmanships, why the party that is pro-China should be trusted to have chairmanships, why the party that is pro-criminal ought to be trusted, why the party that is open borders should be trusted. I think it is. Tell us why this is a good thing. Tell us why entrusting our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to these socialist Marxists is a good thing for Texas, and convince me. But instead of doing that, the Texas leadership instead just said, we're not going to take a vote on it. We're just simply not going to take a vote on it. When you found that out, what was your reaction, Mark?
You know, this is one of the things that drives me most crazy about government in general. I'm always happy to know who's on what side of what issue. When they refuse to vote on things, it is the ultimate act of cowardice. What they're saying is, we're going to take a position. We just don't want our constituents to know what our position is. And so we're not going to do a record vote. So I'm always pushing for record votes, and I'm always outraged when they refuse to take those votes. We have an absolute right to know exactly what our elected officials are voting, what their positions are, and they're depriving Texas's citizens of knowing those things.
Why Article 5 Convention of States is vital, in my opinion, is because the government has grown beyond the consent of the governed. And there are so many angles to look at this Beijing Biden classified documents scandal. Here's one that we've derived. That because of this scandal, we now have it confirmed that the IRS has been compromised by socialist Democrats, that the FBI has been compromised by Socialist Democrats and the Department of Injustice has been compromised by Socialist Democrats, judged based solely on their unequal application of the law. They take our money and they use it to benefit Democrats and falsely prosecute Republicans. That's my take. From 30,000 feet up, what is your take, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's now proven. I don't just think that's your take. I think we have a two-tiered justice system, actually more than two tiers. The top-level tier is anybody who is a Democrat is going to be protected from prosecution, protected from investigation. I agree with you that this Biden scandal is blowing some stuff wide open. I heard this morning something really extraordinary is that Joe Biden used to have a website where you could view his tax returns. The tax returns from 16, I believe, through 19 have now been pulled down from there. In other words, he is clearly hiding something.
We have
the Hunter Biden listing that he was renting his father's house for almost $50,000 a month. You have Joe Biden listing $19,000 annual rental income. There is something very wrong, and they are hiding this stuff, and they are being protected by the Alphabet Soup agency.
We put that up on Newsmax yesterday that Joe Biden's cokehead son, Hunter, was renting the classified document dump house, which was unsecured. He was renting it for $50,000 a month, and we showed pictures. Now, it's a nice house, but I wouldn't say that house. I can't conceive of any house that is worth $50,000 a month in rent. So many suspect that this is how the big guy got his 10%. It was $600,000 that Hunter Biden claimed to be paying his daddy for rent, which Dr. Jill Biden never claimed on their tax returns, and that's why they pulled the tax returns down.
Yeah, look, this is getting very messy for the Biden family. It's starting to spill out openly into the leftist corporatist media, which is really interesting. They haven't reported on this stuff in the past. They're reporting on it now. I don't know if they've been embarrassed into it. There's two theories. They are embarrassed into it. Theory number two is they just know this guy can't be their presidential candidate in the next election, and so they're looking to take him out. Either way, I think there's a lot more coming on this scandal.
Well, that's it. They're Obama loyalists in the biased press, and Obama's given the signal. All of these attorneys, who, by the way, don't have classified clearance, who are being allowed by the FBI. FBI says, oh, no, we don't raid Democrats' houses. We're going to let the lawyers go in there who don't have national security clearance so they can lay their eyes on all this classified information. We, the FBI, are going to allow that because those lawyers are Obama lawyers and they're loyal to Obama. And so is the basket of biased press. And I think that the signal has been given. OK, now it's time to take out the dementia ridden piece of garbage. And they're all on board now. OK, Obama gave us the green light now where we can all start reporting fairly on Biden now that we got rid of Trump. And I think that's exactly what's happening. Mark Meckler is our guest right now here, folks. Convention of States action. It is something that we believe in, and the Convention of States is the only way to rein in this out of control government. And before I get into the nuts and bolts of that and what you and I are going to be doing in Texas, I wanted you to comment on the 18 wretched Senate Republicans who didn't have to do this. They didn't have to come across the aisle to allow a full year's of funding for the Democrats because the Democrats had used all of their reconciliation bites at the apple. They only get two per year. So Mitch McConnell said, I would much rather deal with Democrats than those Republicans who are incoming over in the House. And he boxed all of them out. And so did John Cornyn. And so did 16 other wretched Republican Senate swamp monsters. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, I think that was all led by McConnell. McConnell looked over in the House. He saw that the moderates were going to struggle to control the conservatives in the caucus. We obviously saw that during the speaker fight. He read it correctly, and he decided that he would rather deal with the Democrats than deal with the Republicans in the House, the conservative caucus in the House. And so he made a decision to cut essentially the conservatives out of the budget process and to allow the Democrats to set the budget for the next year, for the first year of a Republican Congress. And by the way, in the second year, there'll be much less leverage because you'll be heading into an election year. It's always more difficult to get stuff done in an election year. And so what he did is he just slit the throats of conservative Republicans.
and reminiscent of what the Republicans in the Texas Statehouse are doing, if we can make that connective tissue for everybody. Mitch McConnell is behaving like, or the Texas Republicans leadership in the House behaving just like Mitch McConnell. They are cut from the same cloth. Okay.
Yeah, and I would add, I agree with you, and I would add that Cornyn is an abomination. I can't believe that he continues to be reelected. He, at best, is a nothing in the Senate, and at worst, as you see in this case, he is a cancer in the Senate. And it just frustrates the heck out of me that we're stuck with him for a few more years.
For four more years, right. And I don't believe that we should take that lying down. I have been floating an initiative to recall John Cornyn, knowing it's going to be challenged that no recall of any federal official, elected official, has ever happened. But I think we need to start the conversation, because John Cornyn cannot be allowed to cast his votes on behalf of Democrats, including votes that say, hey, we're going to send millions of dollars down to the border, but you can't use that money to secure the border. And John Cornyn knew how much damage illegal immigration is doing to the state, and he voted for that piece of garbage anyway. So there's no excuse for John Cornyn. He needs to go, and Lamar County has already voted to have he needs to resign, and many other counties across this state need to send a very clear signal that John Cornyn no longer has the backing or the support of the people of Texas, because he doesn't have our back, we don't have his.
He doesn't have the back of the Republican Party of Texas, nor does the party have his back. At the Republican Party convention this year, he was roundly booed during his entire speech. There were these badge lanyards, necklace lanyards that people wear that Cornyn had his name on in his office, and those all got dumped in a huge trash pile. And people are so frustrated with him. He does not represent the people of Texas.
He does not. He represents Mitch McConnell. He is willing to sacrifice the benefit of Texas for his buddy Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, Mitch McConnell has a lot of ties to communist China, which we have outlined a lot. And this dovetails perfectly, Mark, into the Convention of States discussion. Article 5, Convention of States. One of the amendments that some people propose is the repealing of the 17th Amendment, which would allow the state legislatures to appoint senators the way the founding fathers envisioned our original Constitution. That would bring that back so that a swamp creature like John Cornyn couldn't exist. That if he didn't operate in the best interest of his state, he would be removed. And that is what that's one of the vehicles that Convention of States allows to have happen. Tell the folks, give us a primer on what Convention of States is and what it can do.
Sure. So Article 5 of the Constitution contains two ways that we can amend the Constitution. The first way is the way we've always done it, which is when two-thirds of both houses of Congress propose an amendment, it goes out for ratification by three-quarters of the states. It takes 34 states to call a convention for states to propose. So that's two-thirds of states. So it's very similar. In other words, Congress can propose amendments, and the states have a way to propose amendments. Either way, anything proposed by Congress or proposed by the states goes out for ratification by three-quarters of the states. It takes 38 states to ratify. So the Convention of States Project is designed to call a convention around three subject matter areas. One would be to talk about anything that would impose term limits on federal officials. So that's Congress, but it's also the swamp. It's bureaucrats, it's staffers, people who shouldn't spend their lives in Washington, D.C. telling us what to do. Second is anything that would impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. That would be a balanced budget amendment, tax caps, spending caps, things they will never do for themselves. And finally, anything that would involve scope and jurisdictional limits on the federal government, for example, saying, no, the federal government can't be involved in education or energy or health care or the environment. These are things that were always intended to be handled by the states and not by the federal government. So you can do those things in convention, propose those amendments, and take that power away from the federal government.
And for all of you out there who listen to the Eagle Forum and other detractors who are like, yeah, it's great that Congress changed the Constitution, but we can't allow the states to do that. Let me just say that you are advocating against the founding fathers of this country, who recognized that the states needed to be a safety valve when government grew beyond the consent of the governed, as the federal government has. And also, these initiatives will be taken one at a time. They will be taken and voted on one at a time. There's a process, a procedure that has already been outlaid by the Assembly of State Legislatures, which will prevent something that the Eagle Forum is always out there, Mark, saying there's going to be a runaway convention and they're going to do a wholesale change of the Constitution. That's not the way it's going to work. And they're going to take away your Second Amendment. Yeah, if you can find 38 states that'll vote to take away the Second Amendment, great. But there are not 38 states that will do that. So that is the way we debunk a lot of these conversations being put out by the fearmongers who want to put these classless idiots in Washington in charge of our lives rather than we the people. So that's that. You and I are going to be showing up, and we're going to actually make this into a Salcedo Storm podcast. We're going to have a discussion in trying to bring this Article 5 discussion to a bunch of folks. Tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So on the 26th, you and I are going to be live, hosted by the Dallas Jewish Conservatives, and we're going to be in Dallas. I think it's at 7 p.m. You can find details on the web, Dallas Jewish Conservatives. And you and I are going to sit down on stage and have a conversation about this. And by the way, this is my favorite format. I'm super excited. You're a great interviewer. It makes it super easy for me to lay it out. I know you know the subject matter well, too. So we'll spend the evening having a discussion about the idea of a convention of states, how important it is to restoring America's soul right now. I know we'll have time for questions and answers, and then you'll turn that into a Salcedo Storm podcast. I'm super excited. I love coming to Dallas. I live just north of Austin, so it's not a bad drive for me, and I'm looking forward to spending the time with you, and hopefully a bunch of your listeners will show up, too.
Amen to that. Mark Meckler, president of Convention of States Foundation and Convention of States Action. Appreciate the work you're doing, man. Keep us posted.
Look forward to seeing you, Chris. Thanks.
And when Mark and I see each other, we're going to make a podcast out of it. So you guys are going to hear how the night's events go down. And in a broader discussion of Convention of States, one of the number one claims and complaints that I get about my advocacy for the Convention of States is California is going to get rid of the Second Amendment, blah, 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 blah. Just trust the same degenerates in Washington. That's the only way we can change the Constitution. No, that's not the only way. The Founding Fathers knew a day might come when the government, the federal government, would grow beyond the consent of the governed. And it has, my friends. And now the time for the states to reassert their power and their authority over the federal government has come. So that's why I advocate for this. Check it out and await that podcast. It's going to be a fun night, and I can hardly wait to bring it to you here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, friends, visit, if you will, a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com for all the big news in Texas. And if it's big in Texas, it's big for the country. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com, and that's where you can find the Chris Salcedo shows. Learn how to track us down on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. So talk radio and television for you. Also, book me for a speech, leave me a voicemail, leave me a regular good old-fashioned email. It's all there at your fingertips at ChrisSalcedo.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Leftovers. Or the DMV,
number 97.
Or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply.
See website for details. So, tell me about last night.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. It had the perfect amount of spice.
Sounds hot.
It had all the flavor, and I wanted more. The ghost pepper wings from Popeyes are just so delicious.
Wait, I thought you were talking about your date.
Sometimes, things aren't always as they seem. Like Popeyes ghost pepper wings that have the perfect level of kick and flavor. Try them for only $5 today. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Tax extra.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.